Hey friend, welcome to Checkpoint 4. Here's a big idea. Strategies don't build student agency. Now, we're still talking about systems, but one of the things I want you to think about is building capacity, student agency, so students can level up their learning, requires its own system. We typically think of this as strategies, right? A series of things that I'm going to do to the student and that over time that will build agency. But you really need to build a system because over time what students need is gradual release of responsibility. They need you to introduce new practices. They need to help you. You need to help them get good at those practices, right? Getting your Mr. Miyagi thing going. Then you have to offer them a gradual release so that you aren't putting a scaffold in place for too long. Because a scaffold in place too long becomes what? That's right, a crutch. And so part of what we're trying to do is build a system for this student agency. As students get really good at recognizing their moves, being more meta-strategic, you move back. But that in itself is a system, right? That there's a practice, there's a flow to it, that you can move students through different stages of it. There's a level of predictability. You know when to start to transition them. All of this is a system. Haphazard processes are a recipe for cooking up more inequity by design. Despite your best efforts, despite fun kids might be having, just because kids are moving around or having fun doesn't mean they're learning. Now, we want these two things to go together. But again, remember, if you are the one who's initiating all the time and students can't move themselves through the hard parts, right, that learning pit, or they don't know when to self-regulate their emotions in the midst of a challenge or that productive struggle, then this is the part that you are trying to teach them. So this part around student agency has to be something you've thought through and that you know, kind of like basic training in the military, right? That we know how to take regular civilians and turn them into soldiers. Now, every civilian is unique, but the system, the routines, the process is one that is flexible enough to allow us to be responsive to that uniqueness, right? So being able to think about what's the process I use for building student agency? Because if you don't have a process, the students that are already independent learners will only level up. Students that are dependent learners will be left on the other side. So again, you want to actually start to build a system. How do you make that easier? Recruit your students to help you build it. So as you start to think about what the first 4 weeks of school looks like, how are you going to recruit them to building the system that is actually going to be part of their own move toward agency, right? Ownership matters. And so being able to understand how you help them, particularly those that are dependent on the furthest away from academic achievement that you've identified as either compliant learners and intellectually capable, or as dependent learners who have learned helplessness and underdeveloped cognition, either one of those two groups are really going to need you to have a system to move them forward. And each is going to require a different response from you. So again, see student agency as one of the systems that you have to create for yourself in order to make this all work without effort from you all the time. You want to be able to have the systems bear some of the cognitive load so that you really can be close in with your students. All right, have at it.